What do you think is the reason why we are getting these formations? What are they sending us?
For this information, I'll go back to the early 1980s. And I quote a lot of information from a very gifted woman in England, a very good friend of mine, actually, named Isabel Kingston, who used to be a banker. And then she had these incredible premonitions and became a psychic. And it was something that she had been born with, but sort of not really pushed to its limits in her early years as a banker. In fact, being a banker and a psychic is quite an extraordinary feat when you consider that it requires the use of both your left brain and your right brain. And I was very privileged to, in my early years of research, to look through her channelings. And she had began to vector this information from this group consciousness that began to tell her that in the next few days of Earth time, that the world will be seeing impressions in the fields, in the corn, as we call it in England, of circles that will be showing information that will be of help to the human race. And it fascinated me to no end, because 7 days later, they in fact did get the first rash of crop circles in the modern era around the base of Silbury Hill, which is basically Europe's tallest man-made spiral mound. A site which actually dates back to 2600 BC, and it was actually erected under the guidance of the Tall Ones, or the Shining Ones. And in fact, the name Silbury actually means the Hill of the Shining Beings. And I go back to this because when you look at the transcripts, they begin to tell us that these circles and all of these shapes were all meant to carry certain information that was coded inside of them. In other words, encoded geometric information that carried codes that would help wake up humanity to its greater responsibility. And I quote this verbatim, by the way.
Why do it in a code, Freddie? Why not just lay it right out there for us?
Well, this is the big question, isn't it? Let's say you and I were having a nice drive through the field, George, and having a nice quiet banquet, talking to ourselves, listening to some good music on the radio. And if we came across this beautiful golden field, and we saw these enormous letters that said, good morning, Earthlings, we are from Mars, I think we'd be very amused. We'd definitely get out of the car and take a picture and tell everybody back home, this is a bit of a lark. But would we really take the opportunity to get out of the car, walk into the field, and find out how it was made? I mean, would we really sort of go in there and look for geometric theorems? Would we look at the way that the crops had been altered? Would we take the samples back into the laboratory, find out if there were changes to the molecular structure of the crops, to the crystalline structure of the soil, if there were any connections to other forms of ancient language that was encoded into them? We certainly wouldn't, I don't think. And I think that the whole reason for using symbol as a means to attract our attention is because symbol gives an essence of concealment. And I'm not talking about hiding something from you in a naughty or a malevolent way. I'm talking about engaging your curiosity as a human being. What is the symbol saying to me? Why is that symbol almost known to me? Why is it speaking to me? And the reason is because each of these symbols, we now know, when you take them apart and you start looking at the constituent parts, you begin to find that there's a hidden harmonic ratio that's encoded into them. You start looking at the fact that there are hidden geometric shapes encoded in all of the designs. So, for example, you could be looking at a ring and a circle that's outlying, and when you look at the way that they're connected invisibly, you'll find a hidden geometric ratio. And those geometric ratios are fundamental to the way the atoms in our bodies are arranged. In other words, the crop circles are almost mirrors of our genetic code and our molecular code. And as such, we start looking in the mirror, and part of our subconscious starts speaking to us of this memory. Something about this symbol is triggering something in my mind, and it's helping me to remember. Which goes back to what I was saying at the beginning, how I and many, many other people who are involved in this research seem to have the same premonition that these things are triggering something in our subconscious that are helping us to remember. And look at us now, 20 years later, in our modern research, all the books that have come out, all the research, all this information that comes out from the crop circles talking about new mathematical theorems, new elements that to do with sound, new information that talks to us about how the plants have been altered at the crystalline level. Even the soil has been manipulated. Even the water has been coded inside the crop circles. This is new technology, new forms of understanding that the crop circles are giving us. And I think this is why they're using symbol. It's part of the mystery. It helps us delve much, much deeper than we would do if we were just given a very simple answer.
What if they're time travelers, Freddie? What if physical time travel of a human being is not possible in the future, but maybe this is a way they can try to communicate with us? Maybe they're trying to tell us things from the future, and maybe they've somehow invented some device that etches into the land, into the crops. Is that possible?
Theoretically, I think it would be possible, and of course, time is a very mysterious subject in itself, and it's tied to gravity, as we know. My understanding is that their concept of time doesn't really exist. These are beings, as I said, they're perfectly physical in their level of reality. And in some cases, we can't even begin to conceive of their shape because they are so ethereal. And from my understanding of a lot of the channeled material that has come through, is that they actually exist in our time, in their time, and every time. For them, there is no distinction between past, present, or future. And what they're basically saying is that they are part of our own history, then, now, and in the future. And the whole purpose of what they're trying to do is to wake us up to our greater responsibility, because we, as part of this molecular world where nothing really is physical, as science now knows, all that seems physical in the universe is basically a bunch of atoms stuck together, spinning at a frantic speed, giving the impression and the illusion that everything is physical, when in fact it's not. If you take the human body apart, for example, and you condense it down to its component parts, you probably occupy the space the size of a teaspoon. And when you think of the world as being a series of atoms in a series of vibration, every time we have any thoughts or any deeds or any actions on this planet, they have a sympathetic effect somewhere else in the universe.